Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Yang Gang Podcast. We're your hosts, Connor Mabon and Evan Schaub. With us today is our guest, Paget Kaji. Kaji, am I pronouncing that correct?
You get a free pass this time. It's Paget Kaji. Don't worry, everyone.
With our previous guests, you know, we liked to get their unique opinion about their involvement in Andrew Yang's campaign, their interest in his policy proposals, and we would like to kind of just know a little bit about more of your involvement, Paget.
Yeah, sure. As I don't know if you guys know, but I'm actually like an actress writer over in LA. And, I have a YouTube channel, but I wasn't really doing anything with it. And I just stumbled across one of Andrew Yang's interviews after the first Democratic debate. And then it just like led me to watch all of his other interviews. And I got immediately hooked on him and literally just randomly, I was like, okay, why don't I just make a video about him? Because I'm obviously obsessed right now. And so I just made my video like 10 reasons why I joined the Yang Gang. And this is like before I had any interaction with anyone in the Yang Gang. So I had zero interaction with anyone in the community. And then I just made the video. And then I guess, you know, just people found it. And I found an amazing community, like one of the best, if not the best communities online. And it just got me kind of deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole of learning more about him, watching more of his interviews, getting more addicted. And I just started making more content because I felt inspired by the Yang Gang and by him and his policies. And now I just truly believe that he is the only president that we can really have in 2020 in order to ensure, you know, our success basically for the future. So yeah, I just basically make videos and I'm very passionate about spreading his word.
Was there anything in particular of what he said when you first were kind of getting introduced to him that really kind of hooked you in? Was it the universal basic income? Was it, what was it? Was there any other specific policy?
Yeah, I mean, actually when I heard about the universal basic income, I kind of thought it did sound gimmicky. So it's really only when you listen to him explain why we need it and the kind of society that we need to work toward with automation and, you know, this huge paradigm shift we all need to make in terms of like how we need to reevaluate how we value ourselves in society as the workforce becomes more and more automated. That is really what hooked me, is that he was seeing into the future and he was preventing against like a true dystopia, you know, that I don't want to live in. So yeah, I mean, it's just like his whole mindset and just the way he thinks about his policies, the way he frames them in a way where it really gets at like incentive, like it incentivizes the right behavior. It doesn't punish people. So I just really, really love the way he approaches things.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Talk a little bit more about your YouTube channel. Some of these things have kind of gone viral. I know I'm just looking right now, like something you posted yesterday already has like 9,000 views on YouTube, which is pretty impressive.
Really? I didn't even actually know that. Yeah. Really? What was 9,000 views?
Why I ditched Bernie for Yang. That's actually another, for people who haven't watched that video, talk a little bit about that too, because a lot of people have ditched Bernie Sanders for Andrew Yang.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that I think what we really loved about Bernie is he was honest. His heart was in the right place. He had integrity. He was standing up to like the establishment, who we've all identified as being pretty corrupt, or at least in a corrupt system. And he was identifying all these things that we kind of knew, you know what I mean? But he was the only one doing it and he was outspoken about it. And I think at least for me, that's why I was so drawn to him and why I was passionate about him, even though, like I say in one of my videos, like I'm actually very apolitical. Like I don't really care about politics. So that's what drew me to him, is just his character. And I agreed with Medicare for All, we need to catch up with all these other developing nations. But the reason why, you know, I just made the switch to Yang is because Yang has the same amount of integrity. He's calling out all the corruption. He sees it on a systemic level. And he's just like, you know, one-upping Bernie in terms of, not in a bad way, but just in terms of literally we need to make a paradigm shift in the way we think about, you know, our value in society. Like, he's the only one talking about automation. He's the only one actually proposing 21st solutions to 21st problems. Bernie, yeah. I feel like he is trying to propose like 20th century solutions to 21st problems.
All while screaming about it too.
I'm a screamer sometimes. I'm like, all right, you can scream. I like that you're screaming like against, you know, the establishment, but you know, Andrew Yang, he has something about him where he's much easier to swallow, if you will. Like, he's easy to listen to. He makes a lot of sense. You don't even need to know anything about politics to know that he makes sense, right? Because, like, there's just something about the way he communicates that is also just very easy on the ears. And, I just feel like he is Bernie, like, 3.0 or something, in a way.
I don't think Bernie's the only one with kind of the 20th century ideas like you were talking about. I think it's actually like most of these people.
Yeah.
And when you hear Andrew talk, it just seems like why isn't everybody like maybe some of these ideas aren't the best way, but most of them in my opinion are. But it's like, why doesn't everybody talk this way? Like, why don't they see it this way? It's become such a reality show now.
Yeah, because that's the problem, is that, and I think it's changing, you know, mainstream media, I think their viewership is going down in general, but the problem is that everyone's trying to just win a game, and unfortunately that game is set up in a way where if you get the most amount of exposure, if you like, you know, play to people's like, if you played a drama and all of that, you're going to get the most amount of exposure. Mainstream media is going to reward you. So, you know, identity politics have become like the main thing, which is just kind of annoying after a certain point. And so, you know, now people are just playing a game as opposed to really think, like sitting down and like having well thought out discussions about what are the root problems that we need to address. You know, we're doing more talking than we are thinking. And I think Andrew Yang has identified that, and he's really thought about all of his policies, even if they're not all right, even if they can't all be implemented necessarily. Like, he's at least addressed a lot of the systemic issues that we have that no one else is doing because they're all too caught up in the game, you know?
Yeah, make America think harder.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah.
If anything, even if Andrew Yang doesn't win, which of course we all want him to, but if for whatever reason he doesn't, we still want to keep pushing that message of like,
yes,
we really need to keep our thoughts adaptable. Like what we were talking about these other candidates is essentially they are entrenched in the status quo and they've just become like just in an echoing chamber with each other. But Andrew Yang, and I'm in a similar boat, Paget, where I was not very involved in politics until I heard him speak about his policy solutions or proposals, at least. And it really caught my attention. And as I explored more, I became more interested with him.
Isn't that amazing? Like, now you have a podcast about Andrew Yang. Like, I never thought I would ever like be interested in politics. Like, literally, I was the friend who's like, I don't want to talk about politics. I hate it.
Yeah. But now he's kind of thrusted a very, very kind of sobering message about the future of our economy, the future of kind of the world in a way. It's beyond America. We think it's just an American problem, but really it's going to start affecting the entire world and labor force. And I like how he's kind of getting up ahead of that. And I guess I wanted to ask you through that vein, it's like, why do you think his message is so important today?
I mean, it's simply like the more and more I dig into it, it's simply just because we need it. Like, it's actually just because we need it. Otherwise, we're going to go down, I feel like, a very dark path. And I know that, people think like he's pessimistic, you know, when he talks about climate change and all this stuff, but like, we need to actually realize the realities that we are heading toward. And I think I talked about this in my video so much, but you know, 40% of US jobs are in danger by 2030. That is insane. Like, if you think about, if we don't start addressing that or having conversations around that, then, I mean, we are truly looking at a very scary world where you're going to see more violence. You're going to see probably more mass shootings, you know, just people who are just lost and they fall into extreme ideologies. It's going to be a you versus them mentality that we already are growing right now, right? Because of all the problems that are already existing, but it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And I feel like he is the one person who's actually saying, hey, look, we can all like benefit from this together if we work toward a common vision. Like, this is a way we can give back to ourselves and help ourselves out of this mess. And, you know, it's a very unifying message. It goes beyond party lines. Like, and I think that's why it's so important, because we absolutely need that right now.
Yeah, he makes me feel like writing a to-do list and checking off that list. Like, he's very motivating that way.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the response or some of the feedback that you've gotten from your videos. I don't know. Do you read the comments?
You know what? I actually do read like pretty much all the. I know that sounds like a very like big task, but I do read pretty much all the comments. Do I respond to all of them? No. Do I like all of them? No. But a lot of the, you know, overwhelming majority of the comments are very, very positive and very supportive, you know, because I feel like everyone who's part of the Yang Gang, they're looking for other Yang Gangs to connect with because they see how important this movement is and it excites them. So it's overwhelmingly positive. But then of course I get some just like pure troll comments who are just commenting on like the way I look or whatever, right? And then I get some other comments, angry comments about because people are supporting other people, like whether it's Trump or actually a lot of it is like because they're supporting, you know, Bernie or some other Democratic candidate. But it's mostly been very, very positive. And it's absolutely like a joy to interact with other people in the Yang Gang community.
Yeah, that's like the really interesting thing to me. As everybody is trying to like you doing your YouTube videos, us doing this podcast, we're all trying to contribute, right, in some way that's maybe unique to ourselves. And I think that's like so indicative of what I guess this is all about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that so incredible that he ignites this passion in us or this voice in us that maybe was just like, I don't know, an ember or was just dead. And so many people like are using their talents and their unique voice to come out and express their support for him and his like cause and his campaign. I just think that is so incredibly inspiring. Like when you see that, you have to wonder why. And I think it's because his campaign, it's not just about him. It's like a much, much larger like movement that we see is so incredibly fundamental to our future.
Well, know? as he says, it's humanity first. That to me was such a powerful, just two words right there. Humanity first. And that to us spoke volume.
Yeah.
That it's above politics. What we're about to deal with this, as he says, like the fourth industrial revolution, what we're about to deal with really is going to test our will, you know, as people, like, what do we stand for? What do we value? How can we adapt to this? Because as humans, we always do adapt. I mean, we adapted to the industrial revolution between, you know, the late 1800s and early 1900s. I mean, there was new jobs that came out that, you know, in the 1800s, no one ever foresaw. So it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be weird and different. But ultimately, I think, you know, the bottle's going to get shaken, and I think eventually it will get settled. Not only just hope that the one helping that bottle settle is Andrew Yang in the presidency. And his practical policies.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I feel like we need him. I mean, maybe I'm really extreme, but like, it gets me very upset thinking that someone else can win and we have to wait like another, I don't know, 4 or 8 years.
I know.
Enact things up, you know.
Yeah, it gets me upset when I see, as I feel like, and I'm sure you've seen this, you're on Twitter too, he gets like MSNBC just won't cover him. They won't even put him on the list, or some of these polls won't even include him. And it's like, he's polling at 2% or 3%. Like, how are you not including him?
That makes me really, wow. Like, it's also kind of like almost comedic the way they do it, but it's
honestly,
like, it makes me laugh. But then honestly, obviously it just makes me really upset. Cause it's like, what the, like, I don't know. It's just, it's so, manipulative and corrupt, you know, on such a big level, on such a large scale.
Well, they're trying to control the narrative,
right?
Here, especially on the left. And I don't know, have you guys heard of the that whole controversy with MSNBC supposedly cutting his mic throughout the debate?
Oh yeah, when he was trying to interject and everything like mm-hmm. that, and then make him look bad, like make him look like he was just like this passive, you know, bystander during the debates, which obviously didn't come out that well, but for him. But the second debate, I think he really redeemed himself a lot. Like, yeah. I think that's when people are like, wait, this guy actually has something to say.
Yeah. And he still had the least amount of time talking. Sorry, Connor, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. You carry on.
Yeah. No, that was all I had to say.
Okay. But yeah, he did have the least amount of time talking. I think it was some absurd number. But when you get him talking on other platforms, like I was just, before this podcast, I was just scrolling through YouTube and seeing him on shows like The View or even on Fox News. Like, you give him a platform, you give him time to just explain his ideology, his beliefs, you really get won over. I mean, he's winning over people on the left. He's winning people over on the right. He's probably even swaying centrists at this point, because, you know,
completely.
And if you look at comments on these videos, it's saying very similar things to what we're saying about, it's like, wow, I can't believe how practical this guy is. Like, are you sure he wants to be in politics? But it's like, yes, we do indeed need a man like this.
But isn't that really actually pathetic and sad that when we think someone is practical, when we think someone is a visionary, we're like, oh, they're too good to be in politics.
yeah.
Lead our country. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what have we done with our standards?
and yet at the same time, still clamoring and complaining about we need solutions. And it's like, he's very clearly offering very, okay, albeit unique, but sometimes, I mean, he's channeling his inner entrepreneur, where you have to think outside of the box. And he really is with, I mean, something like the Freedom Dividend, also known as universal basic income. He's thinking outside of the box and again, trying to get ahead of what is coming down the pipeline, which is inevitable.
Yeah.
With automation of the workforce. And now we're seeing other candidates in their desperation starting to kind of steal from, or as they say, borrow from his ideas.
Not even
like offer soft support, like, yeah, that doesn't seem like a bad idea, you know. I mean, it's a good thing though, right? That's the direction we want to head. But then the thing is that he's the one who obviously like came up with it in his unique way on, you know, in policy form. But like, I don't know if I would trust someone else to necessarily enact that. And like, I don't know, because like, if you look at his policies, they all kind of work in conjunction with each other to an extent. Like, someone just being like, yeah, I'm gonna give you guys like, you know, $1,000 a month or whatever, I can see how, if it's not done well in a holistic way, like, I don't know how it could maybe be done poorly. I don't know. But I think, yes, it's good that we're all headed in the right direction. And I don't like fault anyone for saying like that they support his policies, because they recognize, you know, good. They recognize like it works.
It's not even, I don't think that they're kind of stealing his ideas. It's that they are. Like, even Marianne Williamson announced yesterday that she was including $1,000 a month, basically a freedom dividend, in her platform. Like, that is,
and she gave Andrew Yang credit for it too.
Yeah. So I made a video on that, and actually I got a lot of feedback where people, because I also thought that she announced that yesterday too, because mainstream media announced it yesterday. But like a lot of people were like, hey, Padgett, this is old news. This is like 5 months old. Like, she's already come out in support of Andrew Yang's policies. Like, take a look at the interview she did with him and all this stuff. So actually, apparently she has been on his side for quite some time. I didn't know that either. So that is news to me. It's amazing, like, how many people have been people have been following his campaign for a really long time. And I'm like, how when did you guys get like hooked onto the whole Yang gang?
Probably January, February, I would say. And okay. it was pretty quick. Once we heard it, it was pretty much like a light went on. And I said, like, I have to do whatever I can do. Yeah. To support this, like, to
get his message out. Yeah. I mean, it was a sobering moment. I mean, I initially heard him on the Joe Rogan podcast. Like I said before, like, I was never interested, never really believed in federal politics. I always thought it was just a corrupt and kind of a crock of shit for most.
Yep.
At least what's seen on TV. But then you get a guy like him, and I just heard his policies, specifically about the automation. Now, of course, like, the universal basic income is definitely catches your ear. But when he dug deeper into why he was proposing that about automation, like, I did not consider that at all. I think a lot of people in this country felt like this wasn't this idea of the future and robots and automation.
Yeah,
that was like more like 2100,
yeah,
know, 2020, mm-hmm. like 2200. Yep. But it's like, it's actually, no, it's 2020 and for this foreseeable future. And like I said, it was very sobering, and I felt immediately compelled to not only find out more, but to do whatever I could to disseminate that message. Whatever means.
I mean, that was like the fundamental, I guess, goal of him even running for president, is to make sure that people were taking automation seriously, that people were going to be talking about it on a national level. And he has definitely already just achieved that, right? Like, mm-hmm. even the fact that mainstream media is even taking it seriously at all to any extent, and the fact that they're trying to actually like silence him also speaks volumes. Like, he has already achieved his initial goal, which was to make sure that it is in our conversation. So I'm very happy about that. But obviously, like, we want to get him to actually be the president, because like, another thing that I was thinking about is like, if someone like, let's say Bernie, right? He's never going to try and push the UBI, but let's say he was going to. That's not the platform he ran on. So the likelihood of him even passing that is probably very slim. Whereas if Andrew Yang was the president, like, everyone would know that he ran on that. Like, if they didn't pass it, there would be like, all hell would break loose. So I think that's also another important part of this, is like making sure that, you know, we have a candidate who will actually be able to push this through.
For sure. So I guess, kind of switching directions a little bit, what is there anything specifically that you think other people can do to help this campaign? Like, any specific topics that you really believe that they can do to actively make a difference?
I mean, honestly, I have a few different things. One of them is like, if everyone like literally, you know, made a channel or, you know, did a podcast, something, and they voiced their opinion about Andrew, or their support about Andrew Yang, and we like flooded like the internet, as we have already been doing to an extent. But if like everyone did that, that would be incredible, because then it would like be undeniable. Like, anyone going on a platform would like run into it at some point, and they'd be like, wow, this person is randomly like supporting Andrew Yang. Let me look him up and let me take him seriously. And then I also think that it's just like wearing your merchandise and like talking to people about him, you know, like talking to people in your neighborhood, like at the grocery store, or whatever, and polling them to see like what issues matter to them, and tying that back to Andrew Yang, just to basically raise the consciousness about him, you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any, well, I'm sure you do, but future videos in the works or any ideas of anything coming out that we should be watching for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do want to do some more like I mean, I haven't done it yet, but I mean, I've been obviously interviewed on your podcast and a couple of others, but I want to have some collaborations on my channel. I'm not tech savvy in that way to have necessarily figured that out, but I think I'm going to have a couple lined up in the next week or so. So that's
I think you could probably reach out to the Yang Gang. I'm sure there's some techies out there.
Definitely.
Interesting. Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'll figure it out. Like, yeah, but that's something. And then obviously, you know, updating people on what's going on and giving my two cents as well. Yeah.
Are there any topics that you're kind of aiming for with any of these upcoming videos? Is there anything in the news recently about Andrew Yang that you are particularly interested in or trying to cover?
I mean, you know what? It honestly, it happens day by day, but like something that people are wanting or requesting is like compare him against the other candidates like Harris, Biden, you know. I don't really know about Buttigieg, but I mean that's something that I was going to do, you know, because as we go toward the debates, I think it is kind of important to understand like the weaknesses and the strengths of the other candidates going up against Andrew Yang. So, yeah.
So I guess let me ask you a question that we ask everybody who's come on this podcast. Do you have a favorite Andrew Yang policy, be it democracy dollars, the freedom dividend, etc.?
I mean, honestly, I am just going to say the obvious, which is the freedom dividend, but mostly because it brings into the conversation something that we desperately need, which is the effects of automation and, you know, how we need to have a universal basic income to cover people as like the workforce becomes more and more automated. We need to be able to take care of our people and also solve homelessness. So I'm just going to give you that answer, which I'm sure everyone gives with democracy dollars.
But it is very pertinent, I think. And if that ever becomes enacted in this country, I think we could really see some benefits. Now, I'm sure the initial rollout period might see some hiccups, but yeah. I think given with time, I think it can really, because people will want to expect immediate results, and something like that is not going to produce immediate results. It's like long form journalism where it needs to spend time being implemented and experimented. And I think if given some patience towards it, I think it really could develop into a meaningful societal solution to help this displacement of labor that's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, and it's not just us saying this. Even like Elon Musk on Twitter the other day called UBI obviously necessary.
Like, oh, did he say that on Twitter? I missed that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He said he supported Yang and that, UBI huge. Was obviously necessary. And that's the thing. If he would know better, this guy informs Westworld, you know, he would know better than anybody else. Like the things that are coming. Yeah. And
why aren't people listening to him more? I mean, they do listen to him, but they should listen to him more.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we come in. We we're on the ground. We're on the ground pulling people's ears saying, hey, pay attention to this, pay attention to that.
Yeah. Thank you for the work that you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Of course, and thank you for your videos and the content that you produce regarding Andrew Yang and his whereabouts and his campaign. It's been a real pleasure kind of tapping your brain and seeing where you're coming from this side of things.
Yeah, well, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess we're running close to out of time here. Can we get you, is there anything that you want to plug? Any messages that you want to spread to the Yang Gang?
I think this is just a piece of advice that people have told me, like, the first rule of Yang Gang is to never stop talking about Yang Gang.
The opposite of Fight Club. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we couldn't agree more. To keep talking about it. We're going to keep talking about it. I know you're going to keep making your videos and carrying on this discussion. That's the only way to keep the momentum rolling. So we appreciate your efforts, and we appreciate our listeners, the Yang Gang, and all of their work doing what they can to help Andrew Yang's message get heard.
And we're going to have a really big party when UBI is first implemented, right? We're all going to meet up. Yes.
The Yang Gang is going to come together as one.
Yeah. And we're like, we made it happen. Glorious.
We did it. Alrighty.
Well, thank you so much, Padgett, for coming on. Hopefully we can have you back again. I've really enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And yeah, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. And we hope that you keep plugging away and continue your efforts, because they really do make a difference, and a lot of people are seeing them.
Thank you. So, I really appreciate it.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, we will talk to you later. And before we leave, we always want to wrap up our podcast with saying what our boy Andrew Yang always says. Evan?
It's not left.
Not right.
It's forward.
All right. Thank you very much for tuning in. And thank you again, Padgett. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.